With that, let's bring in Joe Lunardi from ESPN. Not quite to the bunker yet. We're still 30 days away from Selection Sunday. So, Joe, let's start with the local group, the Curious Case for Penn State. How do you view it?
Yeah, at first I thought you were going to ask about Susquehanna, you know, in the neighborhood. But, you know, look, I may be in the minority here. I have Penn State, you know, kind of right there. They've gone anywhere from, they've been between like 71 and 76 for the last couple of weeks. So either first out group or next four out group. I know that, you know, a couple parts of the record, you got to cover your eyes and wish them away. But, you know, they have four legitimate wins against teams in the field. And that puts them ahead of many other potential bubble teams. So I'm going to keep them in that neighborhood unless or until they just make it untenable.
And they also happen to be a team that's going to play more teams that will be in the field between now and the end, which obviously is going to play into
it.
Everybody
in the Big Ten does.
Right. Exactly.
Can't be in the Big Ten and avoid it.
Right.
So I'm not going to have to make a decision on Penn State. They're going to tell us.
All right, so then let's swing it over to the top, because obviously Ohio State's played terrific. But what about Michigan? Michigan,
yeah.
To Michigan is the interesting team, because I feel like they're the player that's in the U.S. Open, where you and I both know the safest places to be in the clubhouse. Well, they've been in the clubhouse for a few weeks out now, Joe. So how do you look at them when a team hasn't been playing?
We don't know how they're going to look at teams like that. We don't know if they're going to give, you know, kind of invisible mulligan, to continue the metaphor. You know, you come back from pause and you play like, you know, five guys who've never seen each other. And it's happened in a lot of cases. Not every case of a team coming off pause, but it's happened enough so that I think it's certainly notable. All we know today is that when they've played, they've been borderline great. Right? Like, they were, dominate might be too strong a word, but, you know, they were really killing it in a great league.
Yeah.
Home and away.
Right. And mostly cruising their way through, playing hard, but cruising
Correct.
Their way through the schedule. Yeah.
Correct. Now, they've missed some games against, you know, the other really up teams, right? They haven't played Ohio State. They haven't played Illinois, I don't believe. So, you know, there's at least some question. I don't even think they played Iowa. So, you know, might they be exposed a little bit? Yeah. But they were certainly the most complete team of all the teams in the league when this happened.
All right. There's
but,
right.
You know, they've kind of been operating under a caution flag, and other teams have been able to at least catch them, if not pass them.
All right, so Joe, there's also the interesting case of, I think on Wednesday, Duke was in 10th place in the ACC, Michigan State was in 10th place in the Big Ten, Kentucky was in 10th place in the SEC, and of course we all know Arizona is decided not to go. It opens. What does that do for opening spaces for other teams as to how you look at the field right now?
Yeah, I guess you could say that it opens a space. I hadn't really thought of it that way, you know, because if it wasn't for the names on the front of the jersey, we'd say, well, there's 50 teams a year that have resumes like that.
Right.
And none of them open up spaces, but because those three are always in, but like, look at it by league. Like, you know, Alabama is really Kentucky this year.
Right.
So that's a wash in terms of spaces. You know, maybe Virginia Tech, well, it's a bit of a reach, but Virginia Tech wasn't supposed to be a single digit seed. Well, they're being, you know, they're in Duke's spot, and so on. The cynic in me wants to say, now I know why Coach K wanted all 300-plus teams to get in the tournament.
Right.
Right. But I would never say that, you know, publicly or risk the wrath of Blue Devil Nation.
So. Right. What about what about a program like Drake? Obviously, they put together a, you know, for example, Penn State has more quad one and quad two wins than Drake has across the board.
You know, no question.
But when you look at Drake, where do you see a team like that, Joe? And how difficult is it for you trying to figure out what line a team like that should be on?
Well, if I really knew the answer to a question like that, I would have got a lifetime contract.
That's right, and deserved it.
I guess. You know, look, it could very well come down to a Drake versus Penn State for one of the last spots. And how do you make that comparison when there really is no comparison? I'm not saying that one is dramatically better than the other. I have no idea. I suspect that if they played best of seven on a neutral court, that Penn State would win in six or seven. That's a basketball guess.
Right.
Okay? But, you know, there's also the most deserving element of this, which is, you know, we play the season for a reason. We keep score 30 times. And in those 30, or at least the 20 so far, you know, Drake's had more points, 19 of them. And if it were me, Drake versus Penn State at this moment, I would take Drake.
Well, because let's face it, Penn State is under 500 right now. They've got to get themselves back to a level.
I can't go there.
Right. And I agree with that.
There's going to be a Penn State or a Maryland that makes it. I guarantee it.
Right.
I guarantee it. Now, whether they're a game under 500, I don't know. Or a game over. But, like, really, when it gets that far into it, let's say you're 12-13 instead of 13-12, but you've got, you know, the piled high wins, does it really matter whether you're 12-13 or 13-12? That
right.
could have been, like, one bounce of a ball.
Right, exactly.
Like, are you notably better or worse? No. Like, it's like, all right, we've made the decision that we're comfortable taking a team like this. Well then, okay. Who's better?
Final question, because I know you have another one you have to get to here, Joe, and that is the one line is Baylor, Gonzaga, and who's the other two?
Michigan and Ohio State, and Illinois is next.
Amazing.
So, I do think Villanova, you know, is right. You know, they've played some fewer games. If they win at Creighton on Saturday, they're going to be because those Big Ten teams are going to beat each other up still.
Right. Joe, you're the best. Appreciate it very much. Congrats on the new contract, and thanks for all the time you always give us. And, you know, once everything settles down, make sure you've got the driver and the five iron ready for me, all right?
I will, because, you know, I already answered these questions last night with your radio partner on text. So, you know, he's got it all figured out.
You and I both know he always does.
Well, we rhyme. Lenardi, Girardi, Philly. Like, what more could you want?
I got it all, man. I got it everywhere I turn. I got Lenardi, Girardi. I'm the best shape of anybody.
Seriously, I shouldn't say. You know what we should do next year?
What's that?
I should do a game with you and not say that it isn't him. And just say, I'm here with Lenardi, and see if anybody notices.
You know what? That might be a plan.
That would be, or better, we do it together, and you don't get to say anything.
And now you've just gone into the Girardi world, where to him that would be perfection.
Exactly. Goodbye.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Lenardi.